Brunch at the Clubhouse here on the Ranch, AM 910. It's Brad and Brian from the Pepsi Studio on 22nd Avenue. We celebrate National FFA Week each and every year, and of course, this year is no exception. Even through the, well, you know what? I take that back. I don't know that we celebrated last year during the COVID. No, we did, because it was just before. And yeah, that's right. The reason I don't remember it is because I was not in the studio. I was in the other studio on K Country 102.3 at that time, and then things changed. So our celebration this week is brought to you by SGS and Sodak Labs, South Dakota Farm Bureau, the South Dakota Soybean Processors, Meyer Services, Inc. of Volga, Converse Seed Farms, and Esteline Co-op Grain. There are two from Sioux Valley here to join us, Levi and Audrey, and I'll each take a little opportunity to introduce themselves completely. And they can also mention what they do in FFA. So, Audrey, we'll start with you.
Okay. Hi, my name's Audrey. I am an officer for the Sioux Valley FFA. I am the reporter, and I compete in the CDE agronomy.
Okay. And Levi?
I'm Levi. I'm an officer. I'm the treasurer for the Sioux Valley FFA. And for CDEs, I do ag mechanics.
Wow. Ah, ag mechanics are working on the trucks and the tractors and everything, I suppose, really, when it comes down to it. You have to, when you're doing the mechanics or you're doing all that stuff on the farm, you got to do everything, whether it's a lawnmower or a windrower or whatever it happens to be.
There's a lot of other stuff, too, like land judging.
Oh, really? Okay.
Like area plots and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, right.
Math.
Okay, well, I guess that kind of makes sense. Now, we've never really talked reporter. I was never in FFA. And so we know what a treasurer is, but what is the job of the reporter in FFA?
I'm supposed to communicate the message of FFA to the younger members and the community and stuff, so I control our social media, and I obviously come to stuff like this so that I can talk about FFA and stuff like that.
Okay, so you go back and debrief everybody, say, all right, we were at the radio station, here's what we did, here's what we talked about, and then that goofball behind the other microphone there really didn't know what the heck he was doing, didn't know what question to ask us, but we took control of the situation, right? Something like that.
Sure, that's okay. What we do.
Okay, all right, fantastic. So have you done any special or anything specific celebrating this week?
This week on Tuesday, we had students drive their tractors to school, and next
only
week...
Only in a small town.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And they were just lined up in our parking lot in the back, and then next week, we're going to do teacher member breakfast, and on Friday, we're going to have our petting zoo.
Okay, so we had pretty good weather for driving tractors to town. Mm-hmm. Were they all fancy cab tractors, or did we get an older...
We had one that was older that didn't have a cab, I think.
Okay.
Most of them were all fancy, though.
Yeah, of course. And now most of them have TVs and all that fun stuff in them. And nobody pulled a grain cart or anything in town with them, did they? Just brought the tractors, that's it?
Yep. Okay. I don't know that we could fit a grain cart in our parking lot.
Yeah, that's true. That would be with the tractors there and all the cars that you've got in the parking lot. It is a little bit thin driving between the lanes. So, okay, you've got... you had to postpone, was it a pancake feed, did you say? No, petting zoo.
Yeah, petting zoo and our teacher and member breakfasts.
Okay, so that stuff is all getting postponed for just 1 week. Will it be next Friday then?
So our member breakfast will be on Thursday, our teacher breakfast will be on Tuesday, and then our petting zoo Friday.
Okay, all right. And I had heard that Sioux Valley went green.
We did. And now we're back in yellow.
Yeah, back down to yellow. But that's okay. You know, bouncing up and down, I think my kid is going to Sioux Valley for the first year. He has gone to Brookings. So, you know, we're pretty happy and excited with the way things are going. I think some of his classmates ended up getting sick, and those three went home, did their deal, and hasn't been spreading throughout that class. So Sioux Valley's done an absolutely wonderful job. And you guys have done a great job in FFA too. Is there anybody going to the national stuff? I'm trying to remember when that is. Is that in the fall?
So nationals will be in the fall, but we still haven't competed to qualify for state yet. So we'll be doing that in March, and we go to our CDEs, and if you qualify, you go to state, and then from there, you get to go to nationals if you qualify.
Okay, so for some, the CDEs, some that may not know what that is, can you explain that for us?
It's just our competitions at different schools, so kind of if, like a wrestling match, you have a bunch of different schools go there, we all go and compete for, obviously, the top spot.
Okay, so Volga is a small school, Sioux Valley is a small school.
Yep.
How many kids in FFA is Sioux Valley?
I think like 40 or so.
Oh, that's pretty good.
With middle school and stuff too.
Sure. Small school, so a lot of people are in it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Any or how many of them that live in town that aren't on the farm?
I think it's pretty even. Like we have a lot of like town kids that like to do the same stuff because it's not all based around farm. Like we have a competition called floriculture, and that's with flowers. And like, you know, you can really do anything you want. It's not based around farm anymore. It used to be, but they've really centralized it, so now it's not just around that. It's around everything else, just to educate people.
Try to include everyone that they can.
Yeah, well, and I think that in this culture today where you're trying to include as many people as possible, I think it helps because you do have those that may have the interest that might fit the future. Well, it is no longer Future Farmers of America either. It is just FFA because of that. So some of the programs that you guys offer might fit better than, say, something from scouting or something, or 4-H or something of that nature. So it's another opportunity to bring young people together and to help grow. I would guess that for as long as you guys have been in it, it's helped you grow and change and interact with people differently than had you not done it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Like we both of us personally live in town, and both of us are going into an agriculture degree after high school. So.
See, I find that interesting. You know, I explained this. I grew up, we lived 4 years in Columbus, Montana.
Yep.
And then moved in. I was a city kid, but I just had this thing for the country and cattle and horses and farming and westerns and the whole nine yards. And when I moved to Brookings, I finally decided, okay, I got to figure that out. So what draws both of you, being city kids, to ag or the farm?
I grew up on a farm and then moved into town, so I kind of was born into it. But I love working with animals, and I do want to make a career out of doing that.
So what type of career then? Veterinarian or
probably some kind of management and a large operation of some sort, but...
Okay, Levi?
Personally, I love animals, and I just love the feel of the country living, and city is just not for me. I don't understand that, but...
I get you.
If some people do, I'm not judging, but, you know, just not for me.
Right.
I like country. I like to actually work hard.
Yeah, see, that you would fit in the country then, because living in the country is not easy. I lived in the country for 25 years. And I loved it, and I wish I was still there, but it was a lot of work because you have so much stuff to take care of. People who live in town have one roof to take care of. Yep. They've got one little yard to take care of. They've got one or two trees, maybe three or four trees that they've got to rake leaves for. And out in the country, nobody rakes leaves. You just mow and let them blow. But no, when you're out on the farm, you have multiple roofs. You have multiple buildings. You have dozens and dozens, if not 100 or hundreds of trees. There's so many different things and so many multiples there that there really isn't a whole lot of time to just kick back and, well, we'll just let it all take care of itself. And especially if you have crops, if you've got livestock, that is a 24/7, 365 deal. There's really no taking a break there except for between feeding time.
Yep.
And that's about it, unless you could talk a neighbor or somebody into doing chores while you're gone for a few days on a vacation, but it's a good program. It has been going for years and years and years strong. I was really surprised nobody wore the jackets to the radio station all week. Did you guys wear them in school and all this week?
No, we didn't do any of the dress up days or anything.
Okay,
we just wore our normal logo gear. Because we knew we wouldn't be able to get very many people to dress up.
Sure.
It's not the most comfortable thing to wear at school all day.
Yeah, no, I don't suppose. And of course, I'm not hacking on you because you guys didn't wear them. But I was surprised. I thought maybe, you know, I thought maybe one person. And that's fine because I guess usually we see the blue coats in the fall. And really, that's about the only time that we We see them. So do you guys do FFA stuff throughout the summer then? Kind of sort of year round?
It depends on, there's like camps that you can go to, but usually it ends towards when school's done. And state is done.
Yeah. Okay.
And like some kids compete for FFA, like showing livestock and stuff in the summer. Neither of us do that, but there are some students at Sioux Valley that do that.
Oh, all right. Well, fantastic program, and Don is, he's been doing it for a long time, he's a good guy, and I guess he and DeBeer have, they've got hunting stuff in common there, but anyway, it was good to have you. Miss having him in the studio, but he just a little bit under the weather, and luckily he's keeping all that stuff to himself, so we appreciate the time. Thank you very much for coming in and sharing thoughts and hanging with us a little bit.
Thank you.
You betcha. All right, you guys take care. Have a wonderful weekend.